Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
And good morning to all of you, and a special welcome also to those who are following us through television, radio, internet. Good morning. And on this day, we also honor all mothers, so happy Mother's Day to all of you. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us that we should love one another, that it is his commandment to us before he ascends to his Father. And the love of a mother is the most reflective of God's love for us. And for that, we thank God for our mothers. As we ourselves to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love for us, let us acknowledge our faults and failures and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I say that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has revealed to the nations his salvation, has shown his deliverance to the nations. He has remembered his merciful love and his truth for the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Salvation of our God. shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing out your praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. There's no mystery that today's readings are about love and the gift of love. This theme, therefore, I think is very appropriate for this weekend, and especially this day being Mother's Day. You know, when I contemplate about who a mother is, I remember my own mother as I was growing up, and I can't help but think about both love and about the gift of love. The love a mother has for her child is different than, I think, anything we know in our human existence. You see, a mother has a special bond with her child. The baby grows for 9 months inside of her, becoming a very special part of who she is. And so with that being said, I want to wish a very happy and blessed day for all of our mothers living and deceased. And let us truly appreciate our mothers who gave us life and nurtured us in the safety of their wombs. God bless all of our moms. This is your special day. And I hope it's truly an enjoyable one for you. And at the end of Mass, Father Hahn will give all of the mothers here a special blessing. In our Gospel, Jesus says that he loves us just as the Father loves him. That same, I think, intense, unbridled love that we see in mothers. Jesus teaches us that if we want to continue to live in that state of love with God, we need only to keep his commandments willingly. Jesus said the result of that will be joy. So a question I might ask is, and I can ask myself also, when was the last time we experienced complete joy? Jesus says that we must keep his commands to love God and to love one another. And by doing so, we will achieve complete joy. He doesn't say when, he doesn't say how, but he says you will experience it. And that's why it's so important, I think, to get the priorities of our lives straight, to forgive others, starting with ourselves, which is sometimes the hardest thing to do. To be merciful to others, to help others, to show love to others. That's what it's all about. You know, I was thinking about the scriptures this past week, and I was also thinking that so many philosophers over the ages have sought the answer to the question, what is the meaning of life? But we have that meaning in Jesus' own words. He tells us how to do it. Of course, it's not easy. Nothing worth having is ever easy. Ask a mother, and she will tell you how hard it is sometimes to love unconditionally. But you see, that's what we're directed to do by God himself. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis, in his small book, The Four Loves, lists affection, friendship, eros, and charity as the four types of human love. And it's true, there are different types of love. But there is no confusion in the language of the New Testament. When Jesus speaks about love in the New Testament, it is always a special type of love, an unselfish love, loving the other person for their sake without expecting anything in return. The New Testament writers use the word agape or agape to describe this special type of love. And as we know, there are other type of loves that are mentioned in the New Testament, what we nowadays call friendship or affection, philios, and there is also the sensual love called eros, which can many times be a selfish love. But whenever Jesus uses this word love, he's talking about agape, unselfish love, which is also the love God has for each and every one of us. At this point, we might also ask, well, what is new about this commandment that Jesus gave to love one another? The Old Testament, if we look in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, asked one to love their neighbor as yourself. If you remember, Jesus talked about this in the parable of the Good Samaritan. But right now, I have a confession to make to you. One of the first things that came to mind this week when I was kind of reading and digesting the gospel, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, was the Beatles song from the 1960s. Of course, I'm a child of the 60s. Beatles song from the 1960s, All You Need Is Love. Love is all you need. And those of you who remember the song, remember that these words were said many times over and over again. Unfortunately, for those hearing these words and for many young person at this time in our culture, especially in our country, this song and these words were identified with a different type of love, an eros love, a selfish love. Sometimes it was called free love or simply doing your own thing. As another song told us, everything is beautiful in its own way. But what Jesus is talking about when he says, and I quote, as the Father loves me, so I love you, remain in my love, this I command you, love one another. This is a completely different type and radical type of love. A love known, as I mentioned, as agape. And so back to the original question, why is this new command to love one another so new? We might say that the newness is that we are to love as Jesus loved us. We are to love as Jesus loved us. And as we know, he loved us to the last drop of his blood on Calvary. And we're also called to expand on that loving our neighbor concept by understanding Jesus' teaching in the parable of the Good Samaritan. So loving our neighbor is now without boundaries. Everyone is our neighbor. We've heard a lot in recent days and weeks in the news in this country about racism. There's no such thing as racism in Christianity. Racism is contrary to Jesus' new commandment. Former Pope Benedict explained that this commandment is new because to live this commandment, we have to immerse ourselves in Jesus, immerse ourselves in Jesus' mercy. And why do we have to immerse ourselves in Jesus to live this new commandment? Because I'm here to tell you that this love is impossible to live by mere human efforts. It takes divine grace within to live this way. As just humans, we can't do it. But we can with the help and the grace of our Lord. We can only love this new commandment with his grace. But we have help. We have the grace of Jesus in the Eucharist and in the sacrament of reconciliation. We have the Holy Spirit since baptism and confirmation. Now, I'm not going to tell you this is an easy thing, because it's not. You and I know there are going to be difficult situations where it's really hard to love each other, starting sometimes, I dare say, with a family member, or someone who lives near to us, or works right next to us every day. And so how do we do it? I think there are a couple little helps that we can use, and to be honest with you, I use them myself. Simply remember that this person died, that Jesus died for this person. And imagine that person beneath Jesus dying on the cross. Imagine that person as a baby, as an infant in the arms of Jesus. And let go of your need for that person to ask forgiveness. Forgive anyway, even if they don't apologize. You know, when we have to love and forgive after a difficult situation, it's even clearer that Jesus' commandment to love is a new one that we can only live with His grace. And so I think we can truly understand what St. Paul said in many of his writings, that we have to endure many hardships before entering the kingdom of heaven. I don't have to tell you how hard it is to love this way. You already know. Life at times, I know you agree with me, is a real struggle, especially when we leave Jesus out of the recipe. So my friends, on this Mother's Day, let us remember our own mothers and how they love and nurture their children and their families, and using a mother's love as our example of agape. May Almighty God bless you, and in a special way, may He bless our mothers, both living and deceased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us together profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. We come to God, who is infinite love beyond all our understanding, with all the needs and hopes of the world, offering them up to Him in these our prayers.
For a church that models the love of God for all people, especially those on the peripheries of our society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That hatred and division in the world be overcome by love, peace, and cooperation for mutual benefit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for our mothers, grandmothers, aunts, and all those who have loved us and been like mothers to us, those who are living and those who have passed on to eternal life. We pray to the Lord. For all the newly baptized, that the love they share may reveal our loving God to everyone they meet. We pray to the Lord. For those who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the soul of Esmeralda Pineda, Francisco Garza Sr., Otilia Sáenz, Larry Lucerio, Benny and Beatrice Hendricks, Elizabeth Massa, we pray to the Lord. Now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love, grant that your joy may be in us, that we may love one another and serve you in all we do. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May our prayer rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously. When Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, for he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restore her our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together an ending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace you take and be thank you. Very good. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ keep me safe. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.